The only thing I have that's six figures is my kill count.
I may not be rich, but I always get what I want.
Thanks for tuning in. Every week, we're just going to sit around, drink an entire bottle of wine, and talk about housewives.
So 80% housewives, 10% drinking wine, and the other 10% Brian calling me out.
Probably more than 10%.
Thank you for listening to So Nasty, So Rude
with Brian and Hannah. Oh, Hannah, I literally can't. How close to you? How close are you to a mental breakdown right now?
As close as you are.
Oh my God. What have we been doing for the last like hour?
Literally sitting here and struggling.
And why have we been struggling?
Because we decided to get fancy last week and get two mics, which is why we didn't put out an episode last week, because the audio was absolutely trash. And then we had the bright idea of being like, we can fix this. And we have not fixed it. And here we are, back to our one.
And still having issues a week later.
And we recorded for probably, 10 minutes-ish? 5-10 minutes?
Today?
Right now, like just 10 minutes ago. Yeah. And it was on mute.
I can't. Like, literally nothing is working in our favor.
No, it's not great.
On top of a brutal work week for both of us. Like... Mm-hmm.
I'm just drinking at this point. We haven't even got to that part yet.
I know. Yeah, we've already just started drinking.
Yeah.
Like, literally, when it rains, it pours. It's been fucking brutal.
First world problems.
Okay, fine. First world problems. But, like...
Still our problems.
Like, on top of all of this, we have a podcast launch party happening on Saturday. And I use that phrase loosely.
Well, we got balloons.
So it makes it a fancy party. We have balloons and we have a bar. That's all it takes.
Yeah, that's it. Which is like more than like any other fancy ass party I've gone to. We're going to do our hair, our makeup.
Yeah, I'm going to get glam and wear a tiara.
Me too.
I might actually, like at this stage, like I deserve it.
Yeah.
You deserve it. Fuck
yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Do you see me right now? I look like a fucking mess. I've almost cried like at least 3 times on this couch.
I know. Same though. And it sucks. Like last week was good. It was a good conversation.
It was.
Then we got lit afterwards because Friday was a holiday.
Yeah. Drank 6 bottles of wine.
Yeah. We drank a lot of wine.
Also, prior to us recording, I did the little Gia taking the creepy crawler fucking prior. And we're like, get out of here, bitch. Right. I know. I'm just like saying people at this point and hoping that it lands.
We did have a Gina moment where I blew out this oogie boogie and Hannah threw it out the window. So hopefully that makes it work this time.
And if you have no idea what we're talking about right now, you probably think we're fucking crazy.
I think we've lost it.
That's a good possibility.
Well, before we get into this week's wine, how about you talk about last week's wine?
Okay.
Because you really liked it. And I'm always stuck reading the bottles. And you can actually do this one for once.
I literally picked this bottle of rosé because the name was Studio. And it had no other information on it. So I was like, perfect. Because I get like anxiety reading out loud. Mm. I think that's why I hate doing it.
Yeah, I don't love reading out loud.
I don't know. I just fucking hate it.
I say things weird sometimes. Oh,
story of my fucking life. I don't even know what I'm saying half the time. I just make up fucking words.
I know.
I know. So Studio is rosé. Really pretty bottle, actually. And I think you rated it at 7.5. I rated it at 7. And it was 19 and 14%. So it was a good bottle. I really liked
it. Was it 14% rosé?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you also say it was low sugar?
It was. It was 2 grams of sugar.
Cool. I didn't check this label.
So oh, no.
I guess that's a good segue, though, into this week's wine.
Let's go.
I've had this before. I think you've had this before. Yeah. So we're breaking our own rules. But I just wanted to get the fuck in and get out of that store and just get here, open it up, and start. Before we even talk about it, it looks like a corked bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah. We also struggled with that, too. We were trying to open it with a cork.
I tried to use a corkscrew to open this twist-off cap.
Yeah. So it hasn't been great. So this is where we're at today.
Yeah, it's been a really rough day.
Mm. But what is it called, Brian? Let's go through it.
I'm going to call it Miomi. It's a Pinot Noir. Or what would you call it?
Don't. We're doing a test run. Don't. I'm not even saying it.
I can't even pronounce it how Hannah did, but when we were trying to see if our audio was working today, she tried to read it and it was disastrous. Pinot Noir. Say it with me now.
No, it's okay. You're doing so well.
Generally speaking, though, I don't like Pinot Noirs. I find them like too watery and light, but I really like this one.
And it's good. It has like that oaky taste I like.
Mm-hmm. It's California, so always one of my go-tos. And it's 13.7%. So you're taking a sip without me. That's fucking rude. Like, come on now. Like, cheers. We're off our game. Cheers.
I'm just downing the wine as we're talking.
You whore.
Oh, cheers. All right. Let's get to this.
All right. So since last week isn't being released, we will do what we did when I got back from Mexico. We'll recap both episodes of Jersey and both episodes of OC. And then we'll carry on with our regular format.
Yeah. And I'm going to make it really quick with like last week's shit, especially for New Jersey. Just kind of talk about the key thing that happened, which was the Teresa and Margaret fight.
Yeah. And so that fight was really intense. I feel like for no reason.
Well, it's because Teresa is like creating storylines in her head and seems to think that Margaret is the reason why these women from Louis's past are coming up and like saying all these stories about him, which is obviously just crazy.
Which was so interesting because she literally said, she's like, I don't have proof. It's my gut. Like, how do you like behave that strongly without any form of proof on just gut feeling? Sure, be a cunt, be shady on gut feeling. That's fine. I get that. Yes. But to literally clear a table, potentially breaking glasses on people, like literally potentially causing people harm.
Yes, she like...
For gut
like,
feeling.
Margaret was like soaked.
And handled it like a fucking champ.
I know. We talked about this last week, but my favorite line was when Teresa was walking away. She's like, aren't you in parole? Like Margaret said that Teresa.
I think I she
like,
actually said, you're lucky you're not on parole still or something, wasn't
no,
it?
No, she's still in parole or something like that. Because oh she's my like, God. What do you call it? When you go to federal prison? Like... What do you call that? Like, yeah, like you're kind of like up there in like the jail world, I think.
Wow, this is going well.
I know.
We should have stopped.
Should I go to law school?
Okay, Kim K.
Yeah, I wish. Fuck.
But.
Yeah, I think she's. this is a chaotic episode already.
It's so chaotic.
But that pretty much kind of served, like, brought us into this week's episode. The same shit. So, what we...
Well, first, last week, I mean, the table thing happened. But there's a few things that happened before we get into this week's episode. And like that what? I do want to cover. Where, one, Dolores was about to leave with Teresa and didn't.
Yep.
Because Margaret literally said, like, if you leave, like, that speaks volumes on you. Because I didn't initiate this. She's out of control. That speaks high volumes of who you are. And Frank even stood up for Margaret and said, Teresa was out of line. She was absolutely insane. And Margaret didn't deserve that. And I really loved that Frank did that.
Yeah, well, it kind of... Because we always is like... Everyone always says that Dolores is... like Teresa's soldier and it has like blind loyalty to her, like regardless of what Teresa does, because of like old school, like the way they grew up together, I guess. Yeah. But I think in any other case, Dolores would have got up and went. But I think because Margaret actually said something.
Agreed.
And they're actually friends, like just not like, you know, loyal to each other just because I think they're actually like friends. So it made a difference and it actually showed Dolores in a different light. Like, okay, you're not going to just blindly defend her.
Yeah. Yeah, I appreciated it. And then first, I think we talked about it last week, but a piece that I found out, did you know that Dolores was supposed to be on season one of Jersey?
I remember hearing about that a while ago.
And it wasn't the right time for her, so she said no.
Correct.
And I was going to say, guess who we got stuck with instead, but I said it last week, so you know.
It was Danielle.
Danielle Staub took her place. What a different housewife franchise Jersey would be if we didn't have Danielle.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't have been the same. Like, Danielle's like a pivotal point in Housewives. Like, the reason why Teresa is as popular as she is today is because of the flipping
Danielle's
table.
Danielle's accessory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danielle being an accessory. Yes. Sorry.
It's like that whole flipping the table. Like that still is like down in like housewife history it's shit. It's
probably the one of the top.
Well, it's what you think about housewives, right? Yeah. When you think about that, like housewives, think of Teresa flipping the table.
Exactly.
So yeah, who knows where New Jersey would have been today if Dolores started off. But also, Dolores is really good friends, like still to this day with Caroline Manzo.
Yeah. And she said on a podcast, she wishes Caroline would come back.
She did what? And she's actually starting, I don't know if we ever talked about this in our Hot Topics, but her and Caroline are starting a show together.
Oh my God, I had no
idea.
Or
they're doing like a reality thing, like a cooking show or some like cooking competition.
On what network?
No idea. But that's why they were, I don't know if you saw on Instagram them together. There was a picture of them together like recently, like the last few weeks. And then also, we'll probably talk about this a little bit later. Teresa said Dolores and her have no loyalty to each other anymore. So that's, I think, maybe why too.
Interesting. Well, I know that there's a lot that happened at the reunion. And Dolores was on 2T's podcast and said that there's people she didn't even know she was fighting with that she's no longer talking to right now since that reunion. And Andy has made comments saying he has never left a reunion feeling like absolute shit until this one, where there was no resolution and things actually got worse.
Yeah, apparently it was like really bad, like awful. Like Teresa and Melissa haven't spoke since.
Yeah.
So we'll go through that a little bit more at the end. Is there anything else you want to talk about from last week's?
So the only other piece was that Teresa was leaving. So that room that she made known she wanted the primary suite. And then her and Louie at the end of the episode are seen packing up and going to a hotel. I found out she was told to leave by producers.
Yes. Yeah, she was asked to leave. Well, she like kind of assaulted someone.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Margaret put up a huge fight about it, being like, yo, like, don't want her in the house with me. Like, it's awkward.
But not even that it's awkward. Like, well, I'm fearful of what else you're going to do. Yeah. Like, you're obviously hot-tempered. Yes. Like,
well, we said this last week, is that Teresa can't fight with her words, and she's more or less like a toddler. A toddler gets upset. What do they do? They throw a fit. They start throwing things, hitting things.
They throw a tantrum when they get their way.
That's literally what Teresa did. She couldn't express herself in words anymore, so she just went off the fucking deep end and just started throwing shit.
Yeah, I think that's a really good way to describe Teresa. Absolutely. She's a toddler.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, fair is not fair for her. She has, like, a different set of rules for herself compared to what others are doing.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. What she expects from other people, like, she doesn't practice what she preaches.
Absolutely not. No.
So, I think she is loyal when it's convenient for her.
Yes, and when it works to her favor.
Exactly. It's always Teresa first.
Absolutely.
And then that goes into the next week, where they continue on in Nashville.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on with all these housewives and songs recently, because we also have a song to talk about in OC. Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
You can't sing. And I get they're going to be like, oh, it's just for fun. But, like, why bother?
Yeah, like, what is this? Is this, like, a place where people can just go and, like, make songs?
Yeah, and then they made the joke, like, oh, Melissa's a professional. Like,
yeah, Melissa thought she did something there. Like, she really did.
Oh, when she like, went up that few octaves.
Yeah,
like,
she was giving her best. And she's awkward. Actually, like, I don't know. Do you find she's a good singer?
No.
Okay, I'm not, like, I'm tone deaf as fuck, so I can't, like, judge.
I can't sing worth shit, but she can't either.
Okay, good to know.
I mean, I think we can all sing with a little auto-tune.
Absolutely.
But I think it was cute to see them interact together, I guess. But it was really awkward. Some of the lines that they were saying were actually funny.
Yeah, well, that's what they were trying to, like, make a joke out of everything, right? Like, it didn't seem as serious what, like, OC was doing.
OC seemed, like, real.
Yeah, like, they actually were like, we're having a concert and this is happening.
Yeah.
It got awkward and weird.
Just like we're having a podcast party thinking that we're something.
Full circle. Oh, it's embarrassing. So it was cute. It was fun. But again, I don't understand why. I don't know if it's just kind of like a, I don't know if it's like a coincidence that both New Jersey and OC happened to be like making a song within a week of each other. But it's just weird that it happened for both of them.
I think it is probably a coincidence. I think because I know OC is Evolution Media. I don't think that's the same production company for Jersey.
Oh, interesting.
So I think it is a coincidence. I don't know why. Like, I guess, to be fair, they're in Nashville. Like, Nashville is the city of making music. Like, a lot of country artists are there, songwriters, a lot of creative juices are flowing.
It's funny. You're so passionate.
Yeah. I know. We were thinking of going to Nashville for a work conference in September, and I'm not thinking about it, but, like, my boss really wants to go to Nashville. I don't want to go to Nashville.
You
don't want to
go? I would go. Just, like, check it out. It's probably what?
I'm not, like, a country boy.
I know. He'd be like, where's Starbucks?
Well, thankfully, my boss is also a Starbucks fiend, so. Perfect. I just don't have a desire.
Mm. I mean. I can see that.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if I was, like, driving through the States or something, like, stop over for a night.
I can honestly not see you in a cowboy hat. I think that'd be really awkward.
Maybe if it was, like, pink and bedazzled.
Can you get that for a Saturday?
No. I mean, I would go to a country bar. That's fun. And, like, ride a mechanical bull. That's fun. Oh, my God. That's also what happened. They were riding that bull.
Oh, yeah. And their necks were, like,
I literally thought Jackie was going to break.
I know.
Poor girl. She, like, she's country, though. Like, she has some country something
in her. I can see that. Okay. So, bring it back to what happened, I guess, this week. We're pretty much just going off from Teresa being a crazy bitch and still upset. And all the girls went and did the song.
Yeah.
And Teresa and Dolores went shopping. And Dolores was kind of saying, like, yo, you can't get angry like this. Like, it's crazy. Like, you look psycho. And Teresa was, like, super on, like, she owes me an apology.
Naturally.
Naturally, right?
I'd expect nothing less.
And so they all go to Dolores' house for another dinner. And Teresa's, like, on one end of the table. Margaret's on the other. And
I mean, I think they were probably at opposite ends of the table. Like, that was assigned seating. 100%, for sure.
Which appropriate. Yeah. It's appropriate.
Yeah.
So Teresa walks in and she does, like, this apology to the group, which is fine, except you're not even acknowledging what you did to Margaret. I know. And then that's where Margaret starts going in, and her and Teresa go back and forth. And she's telling Melissa, like, tell your friend to shut the fuck up, because we're going to have an issue if you don't. And not only does she say all that, what was stupid, someone said something like, are you going to eat or something like that? And Teresa's like, oh, yeah, all Margaret does is eat. Like, how fucking weird is that?
She, like, just has these rude, snide, like, below the belt digs.
Yeah, like, weird ones. Like, I never got that from her. But again, maybe she's just having a different edit this season, which could potentially be the case.
So, no, we talked about this in a previous episode. I actually thought she wasn't getting that bad of an edit. I think it's getting worse now.
Well, that's what I mean.
Since a couple episodes ago.
Yes, maybe now she's getting kind of a bad edit, and we're seeing more of, like, the shit she may have had said in the past but never aired.
That maybe, but I also think...
She's also pissed.
I don't know if it was Watch What Happens Live or maybe it was one of the other podcasts I listened to, but someone made a really good point. Like, if you have to tell people that you're this happy all the time, like, you're not happy. Mm-hmm. And the way that she has these, like, outbursts of rage. I was going to say rage and regret. She has no regret. It's outbursts of rage.
Yes.
Like, there is something happening. And I don't know if I think it's Louis anymore. I used to be very much like, Louis is a sleazeball. There's something about him. But I feel like maybe there's also something about her as well.
I think she's unhinged when it comes to, like, certain topics. She, like, flies off the handle.
Yeah.
And then it pretty much ended with everyone leaving the table except for Teresa, and Dolores walked away when Margaret walked away. So I think maybe this is where we're going to start seeing, because next week is the season finale.
Yeah.
The season went by so freaking quick. It was, like, not a lot of episodes.
It did go by quick.
Right?
Yeah, it was a really quick season. There was only 12 episodes so far. So if next week's the finale, that's 13 episodes. Like, that's bad.
Plus, I would say three is a three-part series for the reunion. I'm guessing
it's
three.
You think it's three?
I'm going to guess three.
On 13 episodes?
But the amount of drama that's happening.
I don't know. I'm going to, honestly, I'll think I'll be annoyed if it's three. It needs to be two.
If it's three, it better be good. Better be good. Because I don't even know how they got OC at two, to be quite honest.
For sure. OC had more episodes, though.
That's what's so weird. And I feel like
OC's been on longer than Jersey has.
It's crazy that New Jersey's only that many episodes to me.
I wonder why.
I think they can pack it in, like, as, like, But they didn't really have a storyline either. The storyline is Teresa and her boyfriend.
But it's not even that they pack it in. Like, we all know they film hours and hours and hours of footage.
Yeah.
Like, what we see isn't the only storylines that exist. Like, there is hours of unseen footage, unseen storylines, and that's how they determine if it's a good enough season for X amount of episodes or not. Like, when you look at Salt Lake City being 23 or 24 episodes.
That's what I mean. That's what's so crazy. That's like double a season of what they gave us to New Jersey. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, let's move on to OC. Speaking of which, we are done with episodes. This week was the first episode of the reunion.
And what a dud of a season it was.
I know. Okay, so last week we recapped the finale. It was
the worst.
And even statistically the worst. It had the worst ratings of any finale, I think, ever.
Housewife history.
Yeah.
Like, housewife history.
And it was terrible. Another song came into play, pre-recorded and performed at, like, a rock show, and Heather shows up as Posh Spice.
Yeah, and, like...
she looked great, but, like, that's not rock. That's pop.
And they were, like, lip-singing their song, I guess, and they were each pretending to play an instrument.
It was so uncomfortable.
It was so uncomfortable. They had some weird, like, kind of filter on the screen, too. And all the guys, like, their husband, like, Terry's like, yeah, like, looking like... Everyone's so fake, as though they're enjoying this shit.
Well, I mean, who knows when those...
Like, I know, like, to be quite honest, I guess I was getting secondhand embarrassment from watching it. Like,
we watched it together.
I almost wanted to turn it off. Yeah. Like, I can't do this.
Same.
And it's the first episode my boyfriend ever really watched with us. And he's like, really? This is the shit, you guys?
I was so upset.
Yeah.
It was like, this is not Housewives.
Yeah, we're trying to tell Andrew. We're like, no, this isn't it. They don't usually play sing-alongs.
Oh my God. It was brutal. But Heather was on Watch What Happens Live, I think last week or something, and talked about that episode. And she, you know how they do those rapid fire questions? They asked her, who was the best singer? And she's like, oh, myself. Apparently, she actually, like, has had some singing training.
She actually didn't sound bad, because you can kind of hear her when she was, like, doing her recording.
She knows her range.
The rest of them were, like, god-awful.
I mean, in all fairness, like, that would be us. I mean, we wouldn't do it, though.
God, no. Could you imagine? Ugh. I would get real embarrassment. I can't even handle the secondhand embarrassment.
We should have tried last Thursday.
Oh, my God.
And seen how that went.
Yeah, maybe for our Saturday
lunch. We'll put, like, a mullet on.
Stop. Get your pink bedazzled cowboy hat. I'll get my tiara.
I love it. Mm. But the finale was trash. I don't even remember what else happened.
No, that's literally all I took away from it. And we go into the reunion. So that's what's... We came out in Canada, what, today?
On Hey You, it came out today. Yeah. Okay. It aired last night.
So we literally watched it probably a couple of hours ago. What was your take?
Yeah, so some of the stuff that happened, like, we already knew about. So, like, Shannon's dress not working, that was already in the news. We knew about it. I think she actually looked really cute. I think the dress fit her well. It was a nice cut for her. The color was nice. I think she looked really nice.
I think Shannon looked nice, too.
And it took me a minute to really think about the seating chart, and I was like, this is weird that Emily and Gina aren't on the same couch. But the more and more I watched it, I think the seating made sense. Obviously, Heather's going to be next to Andy. Obviously, Shannon's going to be next to Andy. Noelle's going to be at the end. Like, it made sense. But it just, like, took me...
A minute
to get adjusted. I liked the set, though.
The set was really cute. I liked the gate. Like, I loved the gate. Old school. And I like that they brought that old scene.
I know.
Oh, I miss old Housewives.
Tammy.
Oh, my God. Tammy.
That's when OC was good.
Yeah, that was, like, season 3, too.
So, well, you know the story about that gate, right?
Yes.
You read it in the book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's so cool that, like, they still have it in their opening credits today.
If I think about Housewives in their opening credits, that's literally the one I really remember.
So, talking about opening credits, I think it's actually OC that I noticed it. We need to go back maybe after this and watch it. I feel like I was watching it. And you know, like, after their taglines, there's, like, little music.
Yep.
There's certain people, it sounds like, that have, like, happier music than other people. So, like the producer's favorites or something. It's like... Like, Heather had, like, a twinkle where other people had, like, a low kind of, like, not as cute sound. I want to go back and watch it. Maybe I was, like, overanalyzing it and dissecting it way beyond what I should.
But maybe, like, the ones who are supposed to be, like, the villain that season. Maybe. Or the, and the one who's supposed to be, like, the breakout and, like, the good. And the one that everyone's supposed to love. Favorite. Yeah. We'll go inspect it because I know every season. I can tell you who is the fan favorite and who is the fucking villain.
Yeah. So I noticed it on this season of OC where I noticed Gina and Heather had, it sounded like they had like nicer, like there was like this little noise. Low? Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's see. So actually, so interesting, like kind of coming back to Noella, I thought they were kind of hard on her.
I think they were grilling her. I think it was really unfair.
Yeah. Like who the fuck cares how she met her husband? At least she's honest. Like, let's be like, she's honest about it.
I appreciate that she was honest. She's like, yeah, I was on Seeking Arrangement. And also, to be fair, when Andy made those opening remarks about her marriage and being like, he made like those like conservative remarks about how her marriage was built, yes, and what their rules were together. It was really rude. And she even made a face like, I'm sorry, I'm a huge believer. Everyone has a right to make their own rules in their own relationship. I don't think everyone needs to play by the same rules. I do think that as long as you both or multiple people, however many people are in your relationship, have mutually agreed upon your rules, that's what matters.
Well, it's between them, right? Like, and the fact that she was honest about it and she wasn't, you know what? I will give her that. Anything they threw at her, I think she was being super fucking honest.
I agree.
I don't think she was trying to twist it. I think she was trying to make it lighthearted too. And then we have fucking bitter Betty's all around, kind of like making these little scowl faces.
I know. I understand Heather making her face because obviously she has her beef.
But like everyone else.
I was a little surprised with that.
And I didn't like mind her. Do you know what I mean? Same with Shannon. I thought they were fucking hard on Shannon too.
I agree.
And
for the two people I didn't like all season, I think.
I'm happy you're coming around because Heather played fucking dirty. What she said was god awful.
And I also hated they kept showing Heather's talk with Shannon. I think we saw it three times.
Yeah, in and it episode was one. It was so stupid. Like it was the worst. Like I thought it was like acting.
I actually loved that scene when it happened.
Oh, did you?
Ugh. To be fair, on that scene though, Shannon said you threatened me and you threatened my family. When you see that played back, the three times that we saw it played back this episode, I don't think she was threatening her family. What it sounded like to me is that she was threatening her with lawsuits. And yeah, she's like, it will cost you a lot more than my friendship. I took that as lawsuits, legal fees.
Yes. So what Shannon also thought this too. But I think what Shannon was saying, that if you start taking money out of my pocket, you're going to take out of their kids because I'm their number one.
Sure.
So she was taking it in that sense. Like, if you're threatening me in that way, well, how do you expect me to fund my kids?
I do appreciate that Heather owned it and apologized. Yes. And it seemed authentic.
Yes.
Heather, we'll talk about my feelings on Heather and how they've changed over the season. She's not known for being authentic. I do feel like she was being real in that moment.
Yeah.
And she said, I was speaking out of rage and I did not mean it and I would never sue you.
Yes, I think so too. I think she realized what was going on with Shannon. Also, probably because she got a lot of backlash for that too. And she probably heard it throughout, you know, maybe she was losing her fan favorite because she came in there and everyone was super excited. And then you read the comments about that scene and it was like,
was there a lot of negative comments?
Oh, yeah. They're like, this girl is like came off like a movie set and thinks she's like the mafia. Right. You know,
I understand her rage though. But, and I mean, again, that's just how she carries herself. That's how she talks. She's very poised, articulate, well-spoken.
Yes.
And I don't think she thinks she's in a movie. I think that's just how she talks. Even when she talks to her children and says, like, you've taught me something.
Yes.
It still feels very articulate, very poised. Like, that's just who she is.
But you're talking to an adult. Another adult shouldn't talk to another adult like that. I think it's like,
but why
I
should think you it's condescending. No, why should you change the way you speak because to someone else?
She was being condescending and she was threatening just... She was threatening someone. You just can't fucking walk around threatening
people. How you perceive it is your problem, not mine.
Doesn't matter, man. If you're on a TV show, it becomes everyone's.
Whatever.
And that's why she apologized.
I think she apologized because she understood now how Shannon perceived, not the tone, but those comments specifically.
But with the help, I think, of the backlash. Because if she got the response I think she wanted, I don't believe she would have apologized.
Whatever.
Brian and I will go back and forth with Heather all the time.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong. Like, I love Heather. I love her so much.
I like her too.
And I'm very disappointed with her this season. But I think I'm unfairly disappointed because I think production put the entire weight of this season on her shoulders.
100%.
She carried every scene. She carried every storyline. She was a part of everything. And I think it was just not fair to have these expectations of her. And I have these expectations of her. And I recognize that it wasn't fair. Like, there's five other castmates.
Well, it became the Heather show.
Yeah.
And it just didn't live up to that cause.
But it's also because everyone else sucks, though.
Yes.
If they had a stronger cast, then it wouldn't have been the Heather show.
OC needs to take a break. I think they either need to figure out their world and maybe revise it a little bit, or maybe give it a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Because this is probably the worst season ever. And I don't even know what they're going to even talk about next week.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the last season was the worst one with, like, the COVID shutdown and stuff that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I think that was think the worst one. And, like, Liz was on it or something.
Who was Liz?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I
don't think I watched it.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. I think I liked this one better than that one. I mean, that said, I agree. I think it needs to shake up. I'm not going to say I know. I have a very strong feeling Tamara's coming back.
I think if they want to... See, this is where they have to be careful, though, because they brought in Heather thinking...
But Heather's a different vibe.
I know. Tamara is a different... Like, Tamara's an OC. Like, she's not OC, but she's pretty much, like, the person that really started this...
Are you trying to say OG?
Oh, my God. OG. Jesus.
I was like, I think you messed up the letter.
Doing my best over here. She's the OG of the OC.
Yeah, she came in on season like 2.5 or 3.
I think. Yeah.
But she revolutionized.
That's what
the
I
show.
Mean. She brought something in what Housewives never had, which was like the drama.
And yeah, really, and she's changed. A pot stirrer.
Yeah.
Remember last week when you said I'd be a Tamara?
Yes, I do.
I love that.
Aww.
Do you still believe that?
You thought you were going to be a Heather and I had to take you down your... That's what you
said.
No,
I said I would want to be a Heather.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, bro, I get down there.
No, I'm
peg,
not.
Peg.
No.
You'd be a Tamara.
I'm fine with that.
That's okay.
I still think you'd be a Melissa.
I'm okay with that, too.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
So you agree. You think you're really pretty.
Mean Girls reference. I get cheesy.
Oh my God, you have never been on the Struggle Bus Express so hard.
I know.
Do you still want to cheers?
Yes. Okay. Cheers. Stop. Drink your drink. Anything else for Housewives OC?
No, I mean, I think Noella's outfit didn't look as bad as that picture made it look. I didn't hate her look.
I was going to say that.
I really like her hair. I think it's gorgeous. I like the color. I need to see her stand up. I don't know if I like the cut or not yet, but
I was going to mention that she looks like they did her so dirty in that picture.
Yeah, that picture that was released officially.
Oh my God. She looked terrible. Because she actually looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Like, she looks really, like, everything about her looks really pretty.
I want to see her stand up because I want to see, like, what the outfit looks like.
I don't know what the fuck those editors were doing that week or the week of New Jersey, but they all just look like they need new editors. I'm going to send, like, an official letter or something like that. Be like, you guys need to fix your
editor. Let me speak to the manager.
Yeah, let me speak to the manager. But yeah, I think that's it for really this week in terms of Housewives.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to ramp up. From everything I've heard, Heather has, like, all these receipts she's going to talk about and all this shit she's going to bring up. Nothing came up last episode, so...
Guess we'll find out.
Oh, something we didn't talk about the finale episode. Gina being a, dare I say, weirdo. Don't come at me. But giving that offering and that mine because she heard someone whisper a name, a bottle of Vogue.
Like, oh, yeah.
What the fuck are you doing?
So this was, last week's episode.
Yeah, I'm kind of jumping all over here, but like that just popped in my head. I'm like, you're on crack.
Yeah.
Or maybe you should be.
So
like,
we had to go back and rewatch it, I think, 3 times and go out and read about it because we couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, I was like, why are you leaving a basket of treats in a fucking mine?
So apparently there's like a ghost or a spirit or whatever that roams that mine or something like that. And she was very hungover and she got into like a fight and she wasn't feeling well. So she thought if she offers like a peace offering or something like that to this ghost with champagne, and not even a full bottle, like a little baby bottle, which was very annoying.
Of what?
She gave like those like little bottles of champagne.
No, it was a full size bottle.
Was it? Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a full, like a little baby
bottle. That's
what
made me mad.
Oh, stop.
Nick, there's production took that back. Like, there's no way they left that there.
Yeah. And so she was giving like a peace offering to this Johnny Knocker. I think that's
Johnny Knocker.
I think that, or Tommy Knocker. I think it was Tommy Knocker, ghost. And hoping that she'd feel better and stop being crazy. And we had to rewatch it a few fucking times. We were like, what the hell is going on?
I still don't fully understand.
I still don't, but we'll leave it at that.
She looked really good at the reunion. Again, her outfit for me is a little casual for a reunion look. But I liked her look. Her hair looks amazing. Her makeup is great. Yeah, the look is really cute.
What was the, I guess we can kind of slowly go into Hot Topics. Kind of brings me into it. What was Heather's comment in her Instagram
post? Like, shut up. That's literally what I was about to do to segue us into Hot Topic.
Yes.
But the theme, I think, was pastels or something like that. And she had this shady little comment on her Instagram post after the first episode aired and said, she thanked her, like, glam squad for making her look acceptable when she was told to wear a lilac sundress. I'm sorry. There's no way Heather DeBro is wearing something she does not want to wear.
Absolutely not. Like, she probably chose that dress.
And then everyone says they hated it.
Yeah.
And now she's trying to, like, blame it on someone else.
Yes. It was a weird post. It was a weird post for Heather, anyway.
It was very strange. And then she's like, oh, and, like, my post-surgery heels, because she had her bunions removed.
Ew.
Gross. I have bunions.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know what they look like. I don't want to look, no.
But, yeah, she had them removed. And so, obviously, you can't wear heels for a while. And
can't relate.
I just thought it was, like, shady. Like, it was unnecessary.
It was shady. It was a weird post.
I'm so sad.
Maybe she'll come back next year.
She just needs to be surrounded by different people.
Yeah, just, you know what? OC just, like I said, needs to maybe take a little break. Because I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, and Jen, oh my God, skirting around, is Ryan moving in with you?
Oh, yeah. And then that was awkward. Divorced, right? Or they're separating.
Yeah. That was awkward, though. Mm. She's like, time will tell. And then he's like, oh, you don't want to... I can't remember what it was. And she's like, oh, nothing. And, like, Heather and Tina are like,
well. They're like, oh, so, like, serious.
Yeah.
And speaking of separation...
Oh, my God. Ashley, Darby, and Michael.
Thank you. You gave me a look there.
I know. My gears are not moving that so quickly today.
That's okay. You got it, though.
We got there. Are you surprised?
Kind of. Because I felt like they had, like, a relationship that was, like, open. So, like, why the fuck would you even separate?
That's exactly where my thoughts were. So, I'm not surprised that they had issues publicly. I always thought they forever would.
Oh, yeah. He's a mess.
But I also thought they had a more open relationship. Because he's obviously a little more fluid. I think they're both very fluid.
Yeah, I think so.
But I also think she was locked in for the money.
Well, there was a prenup. That, you know, okay, so that's where you're going? I'll let you finish then.
No, I mean, I think she was in it for the money for a really long time. And then when he wanted to get a post-nup, because I think it was a post-nup that he really wanted, and she refused to sign it, right?
Got you.
And then now she has two kids. Like, she's locked in for life. Like,
yes.
I don't know how wealthy he is, but he's really wealthy. He owns a lot of real estate developments or something.
Apparently, he's, like, super wealthy. And I guess I may be wrong, but I remember in a reunion... They were talking about the prenup, and apparently 5 years into marriage or something, she gets a certain amount of money and plus children. And now I think she is pretty, like, fluent in, like, the sense of, like, her open marriage and stuff. But when maybe now that's changed because she has two babies, so maybe she's not as fluent as Brian's, like, pouring a fucking glass of wine. We're trying to be stealth. We're just, like, breaking all rules today.
We're breaking all of our rules. Pouring wine on air.
We would never do this.
No, we would
not. It's like that fucking, that one show we sometimes watch with or listen to with the cat always in the background. No,
we're not that bad. We've had a lot of really solid weeks. We're allowed to have a couple off weeks.
Hey.
But to piggyback on that, one, I don't think having children changes how fluid you are in your relationship, whether
Maybe you not.
Are in an open relationship, whether you're not, whether you're with men, whether you're with women. I don't think having kids really has that much impact. Well, actually, I can't say that. I can't speak from experience.
Yeah, where are your kids, Brian?
I was like drinking wine all the time. That said, I think she really wanted to be a mother. So I don't even think... I want to make some of the comments I just made a little bit lighter, thinking she locked herself in for money, having these kids. She wanted to be a mother, and you could tell that. And I think she's going to be an incredible mother.
I think more so maybe priorities have changed.
Sure.
Maybe that's what I mean by that. Priorities change when you have two little ones.
Yeah.
But I also, again, back to the prenup, I remember hearing that in the reunion. So, you know what? Maybe she's good for life, potentially.
Good thing is, it's being filmed right now.
And she's young, and she's hot.
Yeah.
So, she's good.
Also has some failed singing career.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, my God. Everyone in their damn singing career in Bravo.
Yeah. And all the gays listen, eat it up.
I know. It's such, like, it's big with you. Do you have Luann CD?
First, do people buy CDs?
I don't know. It was back in the day.
Do they even make CDs?
I'm talking about old New York. No. So, like, how long ago was that?
No. And no, I didn't buy it on iTunes either. Luann's in Toronto.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Where?
My cabaret show. It's at down in Entertainment District right by you.
When?
I don't know. I'm not going. Ew. It's really, Hannah? You want to go?
Yes. So I'm insulted and upset you didn't even tell me about this.
Oh.
We're
going to
beef after this.
Yes. Yeah, so she's in town. Okay. We'll check.
Well, we're canceling our fucking party. We're going to
No, I don't really like Luann, and I don't want to see
really?
Her
I love
performing
Luann.
Cabaret. Like,
oh my God. I'll go by myself. After this, I'm going to Google it.
Yeah, we can look and see.
Oh my God. I like lost track of what we were talking about now.
We were talking about Ashley Darby, her music career. Oh, yeah. The gays carrying the weight of all of these failed music artists.
Well, so there's that. What else is going on?
NeNe Leakes is... Yes. Not...
She's firing people.
Fuck,
we should be fired.
Yeah. We're not even hired. We hired ourselves. But yes, she is filing lawsuits against Bravo and specifically Andy.
Yes.
For, I don't know if it's for racism or allowing racism to happen. I don't really know how it's worded.
Yeah, I didn't look into it. But apparently Kim Zolciak was also... was named in it too, because apparently she was mean or racist to NeNe during their first few seasons.
Oh, did you need to clear your throat with a glass of wine? You just stopped mid-sentence.
I was done talking.
Why were you done talking?
Because I started to choke on my wine.
I don't know exactly what was listed in there. But that she had inappropriate behavior and or actions.
Yes.
And producers allowed it to happen. There's no repercussions. And so all of that's being investigated.
And Andy as the executive producer. And probably still, like, probably
friends
really involved.
Too.
And friends. He was really good with NeNe.
Yeah.
Was also named in it.
Yeah. So I was just wondering if we're going to also talk about the fact that Housewives of Gold Coast is coming.
And I'm just like, no, it's okay.
Do you know where the Gold Coast is?
Australia.
Oh, good for you.
Oh my God, did you not think I knew that?
I don't know. Do you know where it's close to in Australia?
No, fucking water.
Okay, well, touché, you're one for two. Yeah, you're one for two. So I'll give you that. 50%. It's a pass.
Yeah, well, it's my life.
I think one of the last things I really want to talk about, that we talked about last week, but I loved it. It's literally like the ultimate level of petty that I strive for. And it is Erica on film throwing Garcelle's book into the trash.
Which is just... okay, so basically Garcelle unfollowed Erica, right?
Long ago.
And we don't understand. We don't know the drama yet or what happened.
Long ago, though.
Yes, long ago.
And I think they were still filming.
Yes. And Erica posted a video on her Instagram being like, I know you don't follow me, but you'll probably see this. And then throws her book in the trash. And first, the bitch doesn't recycle. So, first to mention.
Well, I don't know if they recycle in LA. Like, do they?
I don't know. I thought it was like a world thing. Everyone.
No. Yeah.
Well, like, I mean, here in U.S.,
Not everyone recycles.
People don't recycle in the U.S.?
Not everywhere. I don't know what LA rules are, but not everywhere they recycle.
LA rules. Okay, rich folks don't recycle. Okay.
Well, okay, but also, like, that trash can looked a little staged. Like, well, there was no garbage bag in it either. Like,
maybe they'll use garbage bags either.
But, like, that old school telephone, like, what was that?
Was there?
Yeah, there was, like, it's, like, not, like, a rotary phone, but, like, the one that came after that with the buttons.
Oh, yeah?
We were born in the 90s. It wasn't the rotary phone, but the button one, you know?
Yes, yes, I get you. I really didn't realize there was a phone in there. I thought it was just plastic. But anywho, you probably paused it and, like, were, like, inspecting the garbage.
Of course, yeah, there was a Starbucks cup.
Amazing.
It looked a little, like, staged and placed, but whatever.
It is what it is.
I did love Garcelle's clapback.
Garcelle did have a great clapback. And it's the one where someone throws in the garbage. She's like, oh, that's rude. And then walks away. Is that the one we're talking about?
No.
Oh, so she had that clapback, but she also had another one.
Yeah, my favorite one was that it was that clip of her throwing the trash. And then she says, I don't need to make you look bad. You're doing that all on your own.
So that was her first one. Then she had a second one. Oh. That was her second one. That happened, I think, after we spoke last week.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Oh, my God, I love that. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, some of the other housewives went up in, like, in support of Garcelle. Like, Dorinda was, like, reading it. Oh, God bless her. She's so sweet.
I love Dorinda. Actually, she, like, used to bother me, but now I really, really like her.
No, she's never bothered me.
Really?
She's, like, definitely one of my top favorites.
We'll go into that when Beverly Hills comes back. But, yeah, I love Dorinda. She's good.
When New York comes back?
Beverly Hills comes back.
Dorinda?
Oh, my God. I am just, like, in another fucking planet right now. I'm thinking of Dorit.
Oh my God. You're
all
a mess.
All the D's, man. They just all the D's. All the D's.
Give me all the D.
My sister listens to this.
I don't care. You are a mess.
I know.
I thought I was gonna be terrible today. No, I'm sorry.
So sorry, everyone.
You can have the award.
Thank you, I accept.
Dorit also used to bother me her first season.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about now.
Dorinda? That's why I was shocked. They gave you a look. I was like, really? I thought we were on the same page.
I know, I love Dorinda.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like I'm a Dorinda right now, actually.
You wish you were a Dorinda.
Stop.
But either way, I loved that moment. And then Garcelle was also on Watch What Happens Live. And there was a fan question saying, who's going to have the most to answer to at the reunion?
She said Kathy Hilton.
Which is crazy. And she said it, like, with remorse in her voice. Yeah. She did not want to say it.
And then Andy also asked who's closer, like, who's the closest to Kathy Hilton right now, I think. And
no, the question specifically was, are you closer to Kathy or is Kyle closer to Kathy right now?
Herself?
And she said, I am.
Okay, well, that's fine. I don't know why fucking Kyle got all bent out of shape.
It's her sister.
Yeah, but like...
And like, she has been on film with family issues for so long. Like...
I didn't think it was that big of a deal. Because there's people who are way closer to family than you could be.
Sure. I don't know. I understand Kyle being upset. I don't think Garcelle was in the wrong.
I don't think Garcelle meant like, ill intent by
I agree.
It.
I agree.
I just, you know, like, it's kind of, I think it's going to be like something's going to blow
Kyle's
over.
Kyle's just very sensitive.
Oh my God, is she ever.
But that entire episode of Watch What Happens Live, honestly, it was her and Heather Dubrow. I watched it.
Oh, yes.
And, like, Heather was kind of annoying. Like,
not
answering any questions. Like, always pleading the fifth. Like,
get out of here, Heather.
No, don't say that. That's a little aggressive. Oh, but that really concludes this week.
Our
I think we
most
need to cut it now.
Chaotic episode ever.
Yeah.
Let's just write this line and call it.
If anyone is listening to us for the first time right now and you're still here, one, thank you.
Bless you.
Like, you are on the crazy train.
Well, welcome to the crazy train.
It is not this crazy every week, though.
Hmm. Was it that bad, though?
Oh, we'll see when we listen to it back.
Okay, let's rate. Let's go.
Yeah, let's wrap. Okay, one more sip, as always. Almost forgot. Jesus, we're a mess.
I know.
Oh, it splashed in my eye.
Stop.
Oh my God, we need to end this.
Okay, taste. I'm going to give it a 4 because it has that oaky flavor I like.
I'm going to give it a 4 to 5 too. I really like it. Like, it's smooth. It's not, it doesn't taste too strong. Like,
and for like price point, like, it tastes like more, like, it should be, like, more money.
It tastes very high-end.
Yeah.
Like, you would have this at, like, a really nice restaurant, like Canoe or or something.
For sure. Canoe.
You don't even know what that restaurant is. marketing.
It looks, actually, I would give it a 4 too. Because it looks like a red bottle. Like, that's how it would look. Like, if someone was putting a red bottle of wine together, I would expect this.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel. Like, I think it's better than a 3.5. I don't know if it's quite a 4. I'm going to give it a 3.5. The reason for that is the trick cork.
It's really not a trick.
No, it looks like, well, it looks like a trick cork. Oh, man. It does have arrows pointing to the right,
it though. It does, though. Do you want to keep your 3.5?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. I'm going to end this right now before we continue, because we don't need to do this anymore.
Yeah, we need to go have a nap.
All right. Well.
I love you.
Love you. We got through it.
Cheers to a better week next week.
Cheers, man. Thank you for listening to So Nasty and So Rude
with Brian and Hannah.